We've told a few of the people come in, we're going into closed session first. We're going to do the pledge, open our meeting. We're going to have a motion go into closed session. Our regular session will take place at 20 till 8. So if you want to come back, that's when we'll have our open session meeting.
Time.
Ready?
Yep.
Stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise is absent. Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Srelick.
Here.
Need a motion to go into closed session.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and collective bargaining.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. We'll be back in open session at 20 till 8.
Okay.
Okay. We're back in open session. I was hoping Gordon would be back. We told him we'd be at 20. Okay. Come in shortly. Down to public participation. I've got a couple here. Kyle, you want to be first? State your name, please.
Kyle Morris. Gordon. So, got a lot of feedback about my Facebook post here last week, and wasn't a personal attack really about anybody, and I wasn't really trying to go towards the council. And, a lot of feedback I did hear from people was based on the fact that it wasn't even had anything to do with what we were trying to do here. We were trying to accomplish getting our voice out there for what we deserve, and it just got ignored. It seemed like it was all about, well, we're not going to give the non-salary guys this, and that's not what it was about. It was about what we deserve. We got a good group of guys, some young guys. We need to get more young guys coming in. Our starting pay is terrible. It's not good. Everybody pays more than us. We're really just trying to get our voice out there. We deserve better. I mean, you're talking pennies on what we're asking for, and other guys are asking for thousands. I mean, that ain't right. The simple fact that it was even brought up to be on the agenda from a finance position sounds like there's money there. So why is it going to hurt to give us some? We're not asking for a lot of money. We didn't even get a counter offer. We didn't get any of our stuff approved. Nothing. I mean, it was terrible. I think we deserve better from everyone. A couple guys shared my post. They got attacked too. That's unacceptable. Two commissioners got two guys, and that's just unacceptable. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. They're trying to fight for themselves to get us to get paid better. We're the future. I mean, we're going to be here. Everybody wants to stay here. They want to work here. I mean, nobody's trying to leave this job. Shouldn't have to. Shouldn't have to be put in that position. I mean, just help us out a little bit. That's all we're asking. I mean, got a good group. Young guys. Some guys getting ready to retire. Can't even get nobody hired right now. Got a position open. How many people have turned it down because of pay? I mean, I don't really have much else to say. But we believe that we're ready to put the years in. I know I am. I dedicate all my free time to it. Anytime there's a call, I'm out. I'll do whatever. I dedicate all my time to it, whatever I have to do. I just think we should be taken care of a little better.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
How are you this evening?
I'm great.
Good.
I asked some questions that previously I've asked.
Okay.
I don't have the answers.
but I do have some documents that I acquired from the city. On October 17th, 2021, I witnessed Commissioner Ballinger putting gas in his personal vehicle. We've heard this before. I got a sign-up sheet for that fire call that he was there. It was said that the reason that it was put in that vehicle was to go get a boat. But this piece of paper I have right here, the transaction shows that it went into a city fire vehicle. Not his vehicle. So is that, again, is that fraud? In your position to acquire something. I got a piece of paper here from a Chris White, captain of the fire department, president of the Warren Fire Fund. It states that on September the 12th, 2021, that they acquired the boat, personally acquired it. So to me, reading that means that you would have got it to possession. On September 12th, five fire calls were attended, signed for, paid out by the commissioner. Just what I've asked right there is a lot of questions that I've never had answers to.
Seth,
I've been told, hold on, Tom, I've got the floor. No, I have not.
Now listen.
No, I hold on, I've got the floor.
All right.
Tom.
I do not have the answers. I've heard what you've told me. These documents don't back it up.
I've got your dates here, Seth, and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
But I'm going to continue to look at a lot of things.
Okay. And don't, at the last meeting, Mr. Reddington, you stated, and it's in our minutes and on the tape, that we have not answered any of your questions.
Honestly, the backup with these documents.
Now look here. See that stack of papers?
Mm-hmm.
Those are our replies to your Freedom of Information mm-hmm. Act request. So yes, I would say that's several inches of responses.
By this and time next year, addition, 10 times
that that's day. In addition to what we respond in a council meeting.
Good.
And that particular subject was also taken up, the gas card, to the police department and the state's attorney, and they found nothing that was nothing was guilty
of any crime. It was presented to the state's attorney.
Went
Is that
to the,
what you're telling me?
Went to the city police and then to the state's attorney.
And there will be a record of that.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
We'll move down. We have appointments on the hospital board.
No, I've got to do the minutes first. I've got to do the minutes.
Pardon?
We've got to do the minutes first.
Oh, okay, right there they are. Bills and payroll.
Now we got to approve the minutes.
Approve? Okay. Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. Bills and payroll.
Mm-hmm. General Administration, $16,148.02. Economic Development, $7,386.15. Police, $6,953.11. Fire, $4,091.16. Street, $6,385.22. Parks, $7,547.42. Public Health and Safety, $3,500. Police and Fire Commission, $750. Garbage, $243.30. Cemetery, $674.61. Water operations, $30,795.29. Sewer operations, $606.14. DUI equipment, $1,174.30. Motor fuel tax fund, $2,459.04. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $427,636.93.
I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Next, we do the reappointments to the hospital board.
Motion to reappoint Patty Nelson to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board, said term to expire July 1st, 2028.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Patty's been very good on the board. She's been there quite a while. Any other discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Dana Corneman to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board, said term to expire July 1st, 2028.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Dana's been on there, has been the chairman for quite a while. Looks over pretty good to have both these people on the board.
It is.
Any other discussion? If not, call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. The other thing I have is we have the empty lot down on North Maple Street where we tore the house down. We're getting ready to advertise it for sale. Mm-hmm. I need the consensus from everybody to go ahead and advertise it in the paper for sale.
Yep.
And be okay. Okay, that's all I have. We'll move down the street some public improvement.
I have nothing.
Public property, he is on vacation. Health and safety.
All I have is the new fire truck is now in service. We're still putting tools in place where they go on it. Steven, you got anything toward that? Ben, you have anything?
In all due respect, I've got plenty to say. I'll likely submit a memo to you as council or have conversations with you individually. In addition to that, I believe we have an honor flight tonight from Mike Ferguson, I believe.
Yes.
New location this time is going to be going to IGA. So 11 p.m., I believe, we'll be going to IGA from Route 54 West. So come out
and
support the veteran.
Thank you, Ben. That's all I have.
Okay.
Yeah, sales tax is up about a little over $15,000 from what it was this time last year. That's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. Motion for the donation of fireworks.
Yeah, motion to approve the donation of $7,000 to the Clinton Community Fireworks.
Make the motion. Second that.
Discussion on it? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Next is the personal property of the 1992 International Pierce Fire engine.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1577, ordinance authorizing the sale of excess personal property, 1992 International Pierce Fire Engine.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Is the grinding of the brush and the leaves at the waste yard.
Motion to approve the grinding and hauling of brush, $8,680, and grinding and hauling of leaves, $8,800, for the yard waste facility from R&R Services of Illinois, Inc., for a total amount of $17,480.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on it? When are they going to start?
I'm not sure. I'm sure since we proved it. And if you notice, this is quite a bit less than what usually is. It's because we're having two grinds now instead of the one. Such a good pot.
Okay. Discussion. Call me in.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Is the resolution for non-union pay increases?
No, we got purchase of the mobile dashes.
Pardon?
There's one above that.
Sorry, Chief. He had a lot of discussion a while ago.
Motion to approve the purchase of 5 Panasonic mobile dash cameras and 12 Panasonic body cameras for the police department from CDS in the amount not to exceed $95,000.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Motion to approve resolution 2023-8, resolution establishing salaries and or pay increases for the city of Clinton.
I'd make that motion. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
No.
Ballinger?
No.
Edmonds?
No.
Srilli?
No. Move down to new business. We'll place some items on file. Ordinance authorizing bank loan for the rescue truck. Place on file. Resolution funding Madison Street and Washington Street project. Rebuild Illinois funds. And we're going to place on file ordinance authorizing purchase of real estate 611 North Quincy Street. And the one I didn't mention was the demo of the what we call the brownstone. We're going to table that because we're going to talk to the contractors a little more about how we want to do that. It gets a little pricey, and we're going to try to see if we can do something different. Yeah.
Before proceeding with a motion to adjourn, I would like the council to know that one of the things you're putting on file is an ordinance authorizing a bank loan for a fire truck. I do not have an ordinance at this moment in time for that, just so you know. I had previously done ordinances for loans involving state projects, things like wastewater. When you go through the Illinois EPA, like a wastewater loan project or something of that nature, we previously did an ordinance that I believe, or resolution, this was before I was here, authorizing the purchase of a fire truck. I would presume that whatever was in that respective resolution or ordinance would give the mayor the authority to sign off any paperwork necessary. I've reached out to past practice for our previous city attorney. I'm waiting and I'm looking into it. If we need to do that, a proper template, but just so you guys are aware, I don't have an ordinance for to put on file. Just an FYI.
Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.